Well, it's been a wild ride getting to this point, but today US President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their highly anticipated peace summit. Talks have been on again, off again for weeks, but the two leaders are now due to meet face-to-face tomorrow, with the US likely to request North Korea to commit to denuclearisation in exchange for relief from crippling sanctions. But securing a deal both leaders are happy with isn't expected to be an easy task. In a moment, we'll hear from an Obama administration official for his take on the diplomatic showdown. But first, the ABC's North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer is in the South Korean capital, and he joins me from there now. Jake, you're in Seoul. What's your sense of the mood there among South Koreans about this impending meeting between the North Korean leader and the US president?
Eleanor, look, it's really one of optimism and certainly great interest in this summit. For example, when I arrived at the airport last night, there were people just glued to the news bulletins covering the summit. I mean, bus drivers were coming in between their shifts to stand and watch the programs. No one's really expecting any quick fixes here, but if you look at where we were 12 months ago, everyone prefers the kind of language that's being used now as opposed to the fire and fury that we heard last year.
What will the South Korean leaders want to see from the meeting? What will they regard as a success?
Look, South Korea has very much played the role of mediator in these talks. It delivered the news of the offer of the summit to the United States. It laid the groundwork with the Panmunjom talks between the South Koreans and North Koreans in April. For them to regard this as a success, it'll ultimately be peace on the peninsula. But that's not going to be decided tomorrow. But I think many years from now, we'll truly get a sense of the role that this historic summit played in the process. There are also questions about cost, the cost of helping North Korea denuclearize and also improving North Korea's stagnated sanction-hit economy, because that's going to be a very expensive endeavor. And Donald Trump has signaled he doesn't expect to pay much of it. So the bills are likely to land on the South Korean government and taxpayers here in Seoul.
Now, you're also watching what's happening in Singapore. Both leaders have now arrived there. And President Trump's been doing a fair bit of public signalling before the meeting, including saying that he'll know in 1 minute whether the talks will succeed. What is the North Korean leader saying publicly before this meeting?
Yeah, well, we haven't heard directly from Kim Jong-un, but the North Korean newspaper, the Rodong Shinmun, has run a double-page spread on the summit. It was announced in the TV bulletin that the North Korean leader was travelling, and the media from North Korea is talking about establishing new relations with the US and North Korea, as well as building a permanent and durable peacekeeping mechanism. I mean, the mere fact that the North Korean media is announcing this summit is happening as it's actually happening and not delaying it for a few days shows a slightly different perspective here. And there's a shift in the messaging from the North Korean media. They're really laying the groundwork for preparing their people for a change in relations with the Americans. I mean, recently they called Americans jackals and cunning bastards out to destroy their country. So it's a significant shift in language here.
And Jake, there are reports today that the North Korean leader's had a last-minute change in the personnel, the entourage he's bringing to this meeting. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so what we know is that travelling with Kim Jong-un are top officials, including his foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, and Kim Yong-chol, who's a close aide of Mr. Kim's, who's been instrumental in getting us to this point. You might remember he was the one who visited the US and met Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Donald Trump recently, delivering that oversized letter trying to get these talks back on track. But there's still so much that we don't know about these talks. We don't know whether or not Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un will have a face-to-face meeting beforehand, or whether all of those negotiators from both sides will be in the room. But US and North Korean officials are due to meet today. So really, these last-minute negotiations are truly going up to the last minute before the summit begins tomorrow morning.
Indeed. North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer there in Seoul. Thank you.